The markets, well, they faltered a bit today. Why? Oh, let us count the ways. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 14th of January. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, thousands of teachers went on strike today in Los Angeles. CVS pledges millions for community health programs. A hedge fund wants to buy Gannett, and Gannett is looking at the proposal. The shutdown has claimed another victim. We'll tell you who that is. Senator Bernie Sanders is ramping up legislation for $15 an hour. And former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, he was in Iowa last week opening campaign offices for his 2020 presidential run, and we chatted with him for a bit. Those stories, the markets, and Laura Kennard on business, education, and networking events in the greater Des Moines metro, all of that is ahead. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Wall Street had a tough day as stocks failed to get above the flat line, and all of this as we kick off the earnings season. So what's going on? Well, first, it is the earnings season. And given recent reports, investors are fearful that it may not be as good as it has been in the past. Add to that the continued government shutdown that is impacting the economy and the unresolved trade dispute with China, and there isn't a whole lot to crow about. Fresh data today out of China suggests that economy is slowing, which will have an impact across the broader market. We'll have details coming up during the Wall Street report. And now it's California. Following the lead of teachers in West Virginia, Arizona, North Carolina, Colorado, Washington State, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, today teachers in Los Angeles went on strike demanding smaller class sizes and better pay. In addition, the teachers want more nurses, counselors, and librarians, and more accountability for charter schools. There were picket lines today at 900 schools across the city. The union says it's taking a stand against an onslaught of what they call the privatization of public education, or charter schools. Charter schools have been booming in the state with a 150% increase in the past 10 years. California, by the way, ranks 41st in the nation in per-pupil spending, and even though California enjoys a nearly $9 billion surplus and the L.A. Unified School District has a $1.8 billion in reserves, the average high school class size in the district has grown to 42 students. According to the union, the cost of living in Los Angeles has increased by 27% since 2008, yet the school district is paying stagnant wages and benefits, that according to the union. Meanwhile, the school district says they will continue to negotiate. A report out today says that CVS Health will spend nearly $100 million over the next 5 years in support of community health programs following its roughly $70 billion acquisition of health insurer Aetna. The initiative, dubbed Building Healthier Communities, seeks to improve access to affordable health care, manage health challenges like chronic conditions and opioids, and partner with communities. The bulk of the funding will come from the CVS Health Foundation and Aetna Foundation, with the rest coming from the company. All of this, of course, is in the face of continued clamoring about some type of a single-payer health program in the United States, and you will see many more health insurers pony up, we think, in the coming months. Gannett, the publisher of USA Today, as well as the Des Moines Register, has received a $1.36 billion buyout bid from a media group with a history of taking over struggling newspapers and then slashing jobs. MNG Enterprises, better known as Digital First Media, said in a letter to Gannett Today that its leadership team has failed to show that it can run the company effectively. That would be Gannett they're talking about. The newspaper industry has shrunk and consolidated as readers ditch print papers and go online. Estimated U.S. daily newspaper circulation, print and digital combined, well, that fell by 11% to 31 million in 2017. That's according to the Pew Research Center. As recently as the year 2000, weekly subscriptions totaled 55.8 million. It's a heck of a draw. In the past 3 years, employment in newsrooms has fallen by 15%, with more and more layoffs announced on a monthly basis. The Wall Street Journal was first to report that the hedge fund-backed MNG had built up a 7.5% stake in Gannett, and that it has been rebuffed repeatedly by the company about a sale. Gannett said today it has received the letter and its board will review the proposal. The Digital First plan offered $12 a share for Gannett, nearly a quarter above its closing share price on Friday. Gannett's stock shot up today by $2.10 a share to settle at $11.86. Well, the government shutdown has claimed another victim. Efforts by Southwest Airlines to begin flights to Hawaii are on hold. The carrier has done all it can to secure certification to begin service, but can't move forward without approval from the Federal Aviation Administration for extended flights over water. And that can't happen because the groups within the FAA that oversee those authorizations, well, they're currently furloughed. Southwest had expected to begin selling tickets to Hawaii flights in late 2018 and then start service this quarter, but then there was that shutdown thing. Well, stocks fell today, led by losses in tech as the U.S. corporate earnings season kicked off. Concerns over an economic slowdown in China also dampened sentiment to start off the week. Add to that the government shutdown and trade issues, and it's enough to make you go, well, a little concerned. The Dow was off by 86 points to finish at 23,909. The NASDAQ lost 65 points to settle at 6,905. And the S&P 500 was down 13 points to 2582. Shares of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Alphabet all traded down at least 1%. The S&P 500 tech sector also dropped by that 1% number. Corporate profits grew massively in the first three quarters of last year, expanding by at least 25% in those time periods, fueled in part by low rates and that massive tax cut. Investors are also worried after fresh data out today that showed December exports and imports dropped unexpectedly in China. Those figures deepened concerns of a slowdown in the world's second largest economy. Today, gold gained $2.50 to end the day at $1,292 an ounce. Oil dropped by 96 cents to $50.63 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.70%. And now from the political world. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders plans to introduce legislation this week to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. He said in a tweet, quote, "The federal minimum wage of $7.25 is a starvation wage. If you work 40 hours a week, you should not live in poverty," end quote. The bill will likely die in Congress, even as it gives Sanders a key issue to push on the campaign trail if he runs for president in the 2020 race, as he is widely expected to do. Sanders, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats in the Senate, introduced similar legislation in 2015 and 2017, but both bills stalled in Congress. With Democrats now controlling the House, the odds of a similar measure passing that chamber are higher. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has expressed her support of a $15 minimum wage in the past, yet Republicans hold a 53-47 advantage in the Senate, which effectively dooms the bill's chances. Last week, former Congressman John Delaney was busy opening up offices in Iowa for his 2020 presidential race. We caught up with him at an event for a couple of questions. Our first was, so, Congressman, what do you think the cost of the shutdown really is?
Shutting down the government doesn't help anyone. It actually costs more money to close the government to keep it open. The estimates are anywhere from kind of 12 to 20 million an hour. An additional cost to the government to close it as opposed to staying open. So that's just a stupid waste of money. But also, it hurts the economy because a lot of companies do business with the government. They're not getting paid. People didn't get paychecks. 800,000 people didn't get paychecks yesterday. Guess what? They're probably narrowing down that grocery list. Some of them actually probably now can't afford groceries. You know, half the people in this country can't afford a $500 expense. So what happens when 800,000 people miss a paycheck? Some of those people are going to be in a really tough spot.
John Delaney's been to all 99 counties in Iowa over the past year. I asked him, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing in a lot of small towns in Iowa that they want there to be jobs in those communities so their kids can stay in those communities, right? They're really worried about the pace of change and whether their communities are going to survive based on all this economic change. They're worried about their health care. They're worried about what's happening with education for their kids, right? They're worried about their jobs. You know, a report came out this morning that said 40% of jobs are going to be lost because of automation and artificial intelligence. So the American people are worried about these things. You know, they're worried about, as I say, the things that people talk about around the kitchen table.
Finally, I asked what kind of solutions would a President John Delaney offer once he was elected and takes office in January of 2021?
Well, real ones, right? Ones that are actually address what's happening in the world. I'm not one of these people that thinks you should turn the clock backwards. You should think about where the world is going and create solutions. So we need to update our education system to prepare kids. We ought to have universal health care. We need a whole strategy to get people to invest in communities that are left behind. We need to do things like double the earned income tax credit, which puts money in the pockets of hardworking Americans. These are all solutions that make sense. They're prescriptive to what's happening in the economy, and most of them enjoy broad bipartisan support. So I'm going to be the president that actually gets these things done as opposed to talks about them.
Once again, that was former Congressman from Maryland, John Delaney. You know, we usually don't do political stuff here on the Business News Hour, but this is Iowa, and it is the first in the nation caucus, and it is sneaking up on 2020. So you know what? You can probably expect a little more of that in the ensuing months. Coming up, we're going to hear from Laura Kennard from dmbizmixer.com about some upcoming events for business education and networking. Stay with us. This is the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.